Previously. A gruesome pressure test.
It's a big tongue, isn't it?
Brought the competition to a head.
This is really hard.
For Olivia.
I'm gonna miss you.
No way.
As her Master Chef journey came to an end.
Switch!
Tonight.
Get those workers on there!
Those race for the title shifts into high gear in a frantic tag team challenge.
Hey, come on!
Okay.
Who will reach the finish line and whose Master Chef dream?
Get it on the plate!
Will fall to pieces.
Dream. The skewers are burning. Blow it out! Blow it out!
Dream.
I'm missing a bun! I'm missing a bun!
What?
Oh my God.
Welcome, guys.
What's Tommy wearing tonight?
I'm in the top 7 of MasterChef. It feels fantastic.
Come on down.
The MasterChef trophy is so close. I can feel it in my hands already.
Lucky number 7. Feeling good. And there are 6 people in the way of my dream. I'm going into today with 100% confidence. No one's getting in my way. Move or get ran over.
Welcome back, everybody. There are just 7 of you left now, and 1 of you is going to bring that trophy home.
Tonight, your MasterChef journey continues right now with your next big mystery box challenge. You'll each have to use whatever you find under that box to make us an incredible MasterChef-worthy dish. On the count of 3, please lift your boxes. But very carefully, because it's very hot, on the count of 3, 1, 2, 3, lift.
That's right. Coffee. Damn fine coffee.
We thought you could do with a pick-me-up.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So many people in America drink coffee, but not many know how to cook with it. Tonight, that's exactly what you're all going to have to do.
In the limited pantry, you're going to find a grande cornucopia of coffee. Alongside all of that coffee, you will find many other incredible proteins, such as bacon, ribeye, short ribs, salmon, an array of fresh fruits and vegetables.
You'll all have 60 minutes to make us one stunning coffee-inspired dish, and the winning dish will get a huge advantage back in the MasterChef pantry. Are you all ready to put some pep in your step?
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef. Yes, Chef.
Your 60 minutes starts now.
Coffee? Come on, give me a break. What am I supposed to do with coffee? Yeah, I drink it. You know, very rarely do I do anything else with it.
Coffee. Yes, we're all used to drinking it, but very few chefs really know how to cook with it.
Right.
So this could really trip them up tonight.
That coffee is something that can go sweet or savory,
yep.
But generally it's going to go sweet.
I agree. Speed up. Come on.
Oh, I love coffee. Coffee has been in my life every day, and today I'm making a coffee liqueur flan. Flan is a signature for all Mexican homes, I feel like. I want to prove to the judges that I can really take this to the next level and really make it exactly what it needs to be.
I'm going to make a chili and espresso-crusted filet, and then I'm going to do the espresso red wine sauce for my filet. The judge's job is to put me under pressure to make me do my best. My job is to exceed all their expectations. That's what I plan to do.
Nick.
Yes, Chef?
What's the dish?
Vanilla coffee cake with a mascarpone coffee cream.
Nice, you got coffee extract in there.
Yep, and a mocha chocolate drizzle on top.
Where's this idea coming from?
You know what? Call me narcissistic, but sometimes when you're speaking to us, I think that you're speaking to me, telling me, Nick, somebody's got to step it up. It's top 7. I haven't won a mystery box yet, and that's killing me.
You're in it to win it, and you want that advantage.
100%.
Good luck.
Yeah, baby.
Derek, how are we doing?
Good.
Good. You feeling
strong? Bringing out the dessert guns.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm doing a coffee and caramel panna cotta, and I'm going to do a raspberry coulis and some sponge sugar.
You're in a unique position because you're able to watch Steven cooking in front of you.
Yeah, and he didn't go dessert. Steven's just sticking to the garden, sticking to what he knows. I'm going outside my comfort zone. I'm a threat to him.
I know that each of you are kind of getting under each other's skin.
We definitely size each other up. I respect him as competition. You know, if I'm going to win this, I'm going to have to beat the best, mm-hmm. you know?
I think if you nail this, it's a huge message to Steven and your other competitors.
Absolutely.
And you can do both. Very smart.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you. Hethel, what are those beauties? What are they?
They're chocolate and coffee cake.
What coffee have you got in there? What have you done?
I got the cold brew coffee and the Costa Rican coffee.
Good. What's the topping? What's the frosting? What have you got?
I made a mint chocolate ganache that I'm going to pour over it. I'm feeling really good about this. This is me using my baking skills and
you
science skills.
You are back with a vengeance.
I hope so.
You came into this competition months ago with a dessert. Mm-hmm. You're now trying to get the top six with one.
100%.
Yeah? Good luck.
Tommy!
Hi, what are you making?
I'm making a white chocolate coffee creole cream that's gonna go into pan-fried coffee beignet, like Café du Monde,
wow.
but I'm doing it as a coffee beignet.
So sticking to your roots now. We're
yes,
going back
I
down
am.
To New Orleans.
So are you bringing a chicory element into
the Yes,
your
I am using the chicory. I'm steeping my chicory here.
Wow.
I love you
that's
for
definitely
that.
Going to give me a real downtown New Orleans flavor.
Good luck, Tommy.
Thank you.
That's good, that's good.
Let's go! 14 minutes remaining.
Who do you think's got it?
Big surprise of the night for me is Nick. That dessert looks incredible. Light, airy, delicious. Ah! Last 2 minutes, guys. Come on.
Let's go, guys. We want a gorgeous coffee-inspired dish.
Please start plating.
Here we go.
Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and stop. Hands in the air.
Woo!
Well done. Let's have a closer look.
Throughout the Mystery Box Challenge, the judges taste elements of all the home cooks' dishes as they come together.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
They now take one final look to choose the top three standouts. The winner of this challenge will receive a major advantage in the next round.
The first home cook plated their dish beautifully. We could spot the finesse a mile away. This home cook is back in the game. Please step forward. The first home cook plated their coffee-themed dish beautifully. We could spot the finesse a mile away. Please step forward. Derek.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yes.
Derek annoys me, but as disappointed as I am, I gotta give him the credit he deserves because that guy can cook and he comes out with some amazing food.
Describe the dish, please.
It's a caramel latte panna cotta with a raspberry sauce, coffee dust, and sponge sugar.
Beautiful. So why so little things? What's happened?
Well, it's dessert, and it's like the encore of a concert. When your favorite act plays their last song, you're left wanting more. If you don't leave the audience wanting more, then they're never going to come back.
It's delicious. Seriously, coffee is the hero. Bitterness from the coffee's there. The dusting's nice. I think for the first time in this competition, Derek, I would change nothing. Seriously. Amazing.
It's remarkable. That beautiful flavor of the natural cream with the coffee, and there's a little dusting on top that gives you some texture. Based on you being able to do this, do you now feel that you're equally as strong in the sweet world as you are in savory?
Yeah, you know, I haven't made anything sweet in this kitchen yet. I've done it at home a lot, and I was waiting till the right time. Top seven, I needed to show you that I'm equally comfortable in the sweet world.
Great, and I think that this is a real big sign of showing that you're here.
Thank you.
I think that your control of coffee in the panna cotta is really nice. It's very elegant. But I want it to be just a little bit more tart. The panna cotta itself is so rich and creamy. It needs just a little bit more acidity from something else to balance it just a little bit. But overall, really, really elegant performance. It's clear that you've been taking note of every single thing.
Thank you.
The second dish that we want to examine further, and that home cook had a lot of complex flavors going through their dish. They recently had a really tough time in the competition, and this plate looks like it could be a form of redemption. Please step forward. Hethel.
Success! Finally, I got to bounce back. I am really excited about this dish. The cake looks so perfect. You just want to grab a handful and shove it into your mouth?
Tell me what we have.
I have a dense coffee chocolate cake with a mint ganache on top and espresso whipped cream.
Now, do you feel that you're stronger with sweets than you are with savory?
Yes. As a chemist, one of the things my professors told me, he said, if you can bake, you can do organic chemistry. And I started baking in college heavily.
At the end of the day, it's tasty and it's plated really nice, but I think it could be some more coffee flavorful.
Okay. Yeah,
but you're definitely back in the game, for sure. Good job.
Thank you.
Wow, the dish looks beautiful. Why desserts?
I love dessert. It was, you know, the thing my mom never really allowed me to have.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was just kind of like my favorite thing ever when I was able to get it.
It's bloody delicious. I can feel the coffee coming through. It's a solid effort. I want more. But honestly, if I had to eat that whole thing, I'd be in bed for the next 3 days. Good job.
Thank you.
So the third and final dish that we would like to take a closer look at. This home cook showed a really incredible amount of finesse tonight. They've been in the top three of a mystery box before, but they've never won one. Nick.
Boom! Yes. I usually go savory. I went the other route. I baked a cake. I stepped completely out of my comfort zone, and it paid off. I just hope the judges love it.
Describe what you've made for us.
It's a vanilla coffee cake with a coffee mascarpone and then a mocha chocolate drizzle and a crumble of espresso beans covered in chocolate. I wanted the coffee to build, so with the cake, it's only a little bit of coffee extract. The mascarpone coffee is more of where you're going to start tasting it.
It did exactly what you said it would.
That's awesome.
The flavors of the coffee build and build and build, and you get that texture. I'm incredibly impressed.
Wow, thank you.
Is this a fluke?
No, not at all. I spent a lot of time with the women of my life, so they made me bake from a young age.
If you have this in your arsenal, you are going to go a really long way. It's really delicious.
Thank you.
Marisha. It looks beautiful. Seriously, the dome gives it that kind of rustic charm that you'd see in a patisserie in the middle of Milan. Why mascarpone?
It's my favorite cheese. I think pairs well with a really light cake, and then you kind of get more of a bite with the cheese.
Wow. It's elegant, it's light, it's spongy, it's moist, and it's got coffee every layer through. So, well done.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Absolutely bloody brilliant.
Thank you.
Three incredible coffee-inspired dishes, let me tell you. But there can only be one winner.
For sure, it's going to be me. I'm so far separate from Nick and Hethel's cake. I know Nick's flavors are there. The guy has a great palate. And Hethel can plate really well. But I have a restaurant-quality dish. It's an undeniable win.
The person receiving the huge, game-changing advantage tonight, a big, sincere congratulations goes to Derek, Hethel, Nick. Three incredible coffee-inspired dishes. A big, sincere congratulations goes to Nick.
Yes, baby.
Good job.
Yeah, baby. Mystery box win. Yes, yes, yes. These mystery boxes have been killing me. They've been like that girl at the club that you just can't get to. And I finally got to her, and she's talking to me. And I'm loving it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Can all of you come down into the front?
Nick, please, come stand over here. Let's go, guys, please. Excellent. Tonight, Nick, things are going to work a little differently. Here's why. You do not get to choose what everybody out there has to cook in this daunting challenge.
That's right. We had already made that decision for him. There's going to be a party in the MasterChef kitchen. We want to celebrate summer with this.
Wow.
A summer party platter. Take a look at this. We've got barbecue chicken wings, pigs in a blanket, some shrimp skewers with a peanut dipping sauce, delicious juicy sliders, and homemade tortilla chips with salsa and guacamole. The entire platter is homemade from scratch.
I'm known in Chicago for throwing the most ferocious parties. I know my way around burgers on the grill. I know my way around shrimps. I'm Creole, honey.
This looks like simple comfort food, right? But trust me, it's not easy to make. They all require different culinary techniques and have to be presented beautifully. And your tray has to look exactly like this one tonight. This is an impossible task to pull off alone.
Luckily for you guys, you'll be making this party platter in teams of two. Oh. Give you one guess who's going to choose those teams.
Oh.
And Nick, you do not have to cook in tonight's elimination challenge.
I've got the competition in my hands. This advantage is huge. I've played the nice guy for long enough. It's time to show the six other contestants who's boss. Watch out. It's coming.
Nick, come on up. Join us.
Should they be worried, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
There's one more thing all of you need to know.
Of course.
You're about to undertake a MasterChef classic challenge. The tag team challenge.
Oh, man. So just to add more misery to the situation, right? This is the tag team challenge. I don't like to leave myself at someone else's will.
Nick, who are we going to start with? We want to know who you are most worried about.
The first person has a palate that's great. This person's in my way. But at the same time, I don't think this person can rein it in, especially in a challenge like this. It's Steven.
Please, come stand over here.
Oh, no. Nick is going to stick me with Steven.
Who will you pair with Steven?
Derek.
Wow.
Derek, please, go stand next to Steven.
If Derek, tries to talk back to me, I'm going to crush him, right? It's going to take every nerve in my body to keep cool, calm, and collected so we can get through this challenge victorious.
Nick, who are you going to go after next?
This person is someone that is a threat. On the other end of it, this person gets rattled easily. First person I'm going to pick for this next team is Katrina.
Who do you tether to Katrina?
I would put Katrina with somebody that she's bashed heads with. I'm going to put Tommy with Katrina.
Wow. Tommy, join Katrina, please. Thank you.
Oh, no. I have to make this party platter with Katrina. But I can see the look in her eye, and it's like she's just been paired up with Count Dracula.
That means that, Claudia, you are with Hethel.
Yes.
All of you, line back up. Right, we've now got all our teams. As you know, you'll not be cooking together at the same time tonight. Here's how it works. One of you starts cooking. Then when we shout switch, you trade positions. You'll all have 60 minutes to replicate that exact party platter. Head to stations, please. Let's go. Nick, find a place upstairs on the balcony.
Trying to make this summer platter in 60 minutes with someone you get along with is hard enough. Try doing it with someone you dislike. Give me the popcorn and a six-pack. I can't wait to watch this.
All right, guys. Everything you need? Every ingredient is placed on the station behind you.
All three pairs, please assume your positions.
Your toughest 60 minutes that you have ever spent in the MasterChef kitchen starts now.
Come on.
Come on, Claudia.
Well, Tommy.
Okay.
Let's get everything organized.
And get this on.
Get the tortilla ready.
Chicken's over here. Then I'm going to peel these shrimp.
Yep.
Faster.
So let's talk about the prioritization in terms of the most important thing. So first thing is the chips. Get the dough made, let it rest before you start rolling and cutting it. After that, then you got to start blending that burger pâté.
Salt.
You probably shouldn't season it.
What?
Trust me.
And then after that, I would start to go for the chicken wings, blanch them first in the fryer, low. And you finish them, nice and crispy, and in to the sauce.
The other thing is the onions and the mushrooms, those gotta get cooked down.
Slow and low, you cannot rush them.
And then skewer the shrimps, open them up, marinate them so you've got a lot more flavor.
Yep.
Your sauces, your dips, your crudités. Mm-hmm. Last 15 minutes, guys, on that.
I'm gonna start getting the shrimp ready, yeah?
Yeah, do it.
We should think about doing chips.
Okay.
Please help.
I'm going.
Where do you think these home cooks could go wrong?
Inability to multitask, but also you can't really divide this up by saying, you take care of the sliders, I'll take care of the chicken wings. You've got to work in tandem.
I'll get started on the pigs in the blanket, so then when you're coming in halfway through, you can pull them out.
Right.
Are we going to flatten these tortillas on the skillet first?
No, we put them in the fryer.
And then after that, we're going to cut our buns.
Yeah, we're going to do something else. Excuse my potty mouth.
Who are we worried about? Let's start off with Tommy and Katrina first. I mean, two individuals that can't work as a team.
She's gotten into it with Tommy in past team challenges. She's going to lose her patience with Tommy.
Tommy, worry about the chicken.
Okay, I'm doing the chicken, the flour, and I need some egg.
No. I think it should just be flour.
No, you have to do egg, chicken. I know chicken.
My big worry tonight is Derek and Steven.
Yeah, I mean, this is the head-to-head, you know, title bout that we've all been wanting to see. To get those two together, I just think it's like oil and water. They're gonna be fighting.
What are you looking for?
I'm looking for bull.
Guys, 1 minute left until our first switch.
When I get in, what I'm gonna do is get the tortillas done, get the chicken done, get started in the pig in the blanket.
Yes.
You gotta put oil on it and then put them in the shrimp. You got that?
Okay.
Right, Katrina, how's it going?
It's okay.
Why are you cooking the shrimp so early?
You're right. Take them off.
Look at me.
Yes,
you've
chef.
Got plenty of time.
Yes,
it takes
chef.
5 minutes to cook the sliders and 3 minutes to cook the shrimp.
Yes.
What still needs to be done?
We have to have sauces.
No, we have to roll the hot dogs, please. Roll the
I
hot
will.
Dogs. You're doing great.
We're not doing great. We're disorganized.
Yeah.
Can you start taking control? What's he rolling with a boy
bottle? I don't know.
We want them to be thinner.
That's,
she said to make them thinner.
It's already rolled.
It's already rolled.
She said to roll it thinner.
I just said cut it.
Are you imagining things?
No, I'm not imagining things.
See a doctor.
Do we want to cut little triangles?
No.
Don't scream at me. Okay. If you yell at me one more time.
Oh, geez, my you got God.
Okay, if you yell at me one more time.
Oh, jeez, my you got God.
Stand by, guys.
Get ready. Three,
right over
two,
there. Over there.
One. Wait.
Okay.
Let's go.
Put those over to the side. Get those out of the way.
Take a look at that chicken.
Okay.
Get them in that fryer.
Okay.
Good job, good job. Time to make some tortillas. You're about to find your inner Mexican lady right now.
Claudia, how's it going?
We've got our chicken in there. We've already got started some of our tortillas. We've got everything reducing down right now. I've already prepped and peeled the shrimp. Then we are going to start working on sauces. She's got a hold of the peanut sauce. I've got a hold of the more Mexican salsa and the guacamole. We're exactly where we wanted to be, so I'm really, really happy with what we're doing.
Make sure that you are tasting everything that Hethel cannot.
Absolutely.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
1 minute to go until we switch.
I'm going to roll the tortilla chips.
You know that, like the back of your hand?
I'll get these in the oven.
Okay.
You guys have to start thinking ahead what you're going to do in the next switch.
Tell me what you're doing next.
Yes, next I'm going to take those buns. I'm going to toast those buns and set them to the side for the burger.
First things first, clean up a little bit so I can start making some salsa. Just give me one clean cutting board. Okay, I'm going to need that. Parsley, just leave that there.
Three, two,
okay, here I go.
One, switch.
Go.
Go.
Let's go. Come on.
Tommy, worry about the chicken.
Okay.
Okay, check on the chicken. Start the sliders.
Hey, we got to check the wings. They're not as long as a regular chicken, please.
They're going fine. I know my wings.
Oh, gosh.
Talk to me.
You're right on. Let's start cooking something. Get the patties going.
We're
going
to grill them, baby cakes.
Here we go.
Man, this is the quietest I've ever heard you. You're standing there like that. Not saying anything.
We give a step, and then he does it.
Well, who's doing what?
Well, we're cooking the burgers. We got the onions and the mushrooms reducing.
So all the burgers are cooking.
Yes.
And watching both of you work, not one person's tasted it yet. So if that is undercooked, how are you going to get back to it seasoned beautifully?
You're right.
Yeah. Good luck.
It tastes good.
All right, you guys, what's going on? What's going on? Who's doing what?
We're doing chicken right now. Tommy. And now we're going to have to do the mushrooms.
Okay,
and mushrooms
are going in now.
Good. Oil in the pan.
All right.
Okay, after you do the mushrooms, put on the burgers.
Burgers are a little small.
Please, trust me with
those
burgers.
Okay, they're small, Katrina.
Okay, but think about it. There's no oil in that pan. in the mushrooms, put oil in the pan.
Listen to your teammate.
Salt and pepper.
Don't scream at me, okay? Talk to me. There's a difference, all right?
I will not scream at you.
Fully communicate.
If you'd listen to me.
I am listening.
15 seconds until we switch.
So I'm going to make your patties, and then all you have to do is get them on, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, switch!
Ah! Woo! Go, 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 go.
First get the chickens in, then worry about the rest later.
There's 4 in.
More? Put them all right in. Get rid of that basket. Just get rid of it. There you go. Okay.
What is
How did you do that? How are you going to get them out?
Why has he done that?
No, don't shake it.
He's not thinking for himself, and that's the problem.
Hey, go check on those mushrooms. They're, like, really steaming. Oh, careful. We can't lose any of those.
Tell me what you want me to do.
All right, Tommy.
That's good. The burgers are over there going right now. Mm-hmm. Katrina, I want you to step back when you get a minute and check that chicken wing. You can take those out and put those on a paper towel to degrease them. Let's see.
Because the breading, how you did it with the egg, it's coming off.
Okay,
it shouldn't
take
have
it out.
With the egg.
Gently. Okay, that looks good. It's double dip.
That's what it looks like.
Good luck.
Okay, thank you.
2, 1, switch!
Your cilantro for your peanut sauce.
Oh my God. Okay.
Taste it.
Oh, it's good.
Hey, can you do me a favor?
What?
Go faster.
I'm going fast as I can.
Katrina and Tommy are in disarray, okay? Total. Nobody's organized. I am nervous.
Yep.
Get the salsa done.
Okay, I'll start with the salsa right now.
Claudia and Heffel seem to have it under control.
They're nice. They seem organized back there.
What does it need? No, that's buffalo sauce.
No, you gotta put a drop.
What?
Trust me.
Derek and Steven are working against each other. They're not even communicating.
Look at the body language. Derek's literally standing there, arms folded, watching Steven cook.
30 seconds to go. Until your final switch.
We have to think about the tortillas.
Listen to me. Guacamole?
Okay.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Final switch. Let's go.
Come on.
Okay, Katrina, get some salt in the ramekin.
Tastes good, yeah?
Need salt.
Here we go, guys.
Taste it. Hurry, 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 hurry. Start putting the salsa in.
Speed up.
We have 4 minutes. We got to fry those tortillas.
They haven't even made
their
salsa yet.
4 minutes to go. Got to start assembling your platter, please.
Come on, Heffel. We still got the lettuce to go. Hurry, hurry. That's enough.
Boss it. Get it on there now.
Is that raw cheese, Katrina?
Yes.
Oh, man.
You know, we weren't organized, and I'm being honest.
Come on, Heffel. Please move a little faster.
It looks like Claudia and Heffel are starting to get really frantic.
I'm in a disarray.
Hey, skewers. The skewers are burning. Get them up. Blow it out. Blow it out. Put them on the grill.
Oh, Heffel.
You're gonna toss that chicken in the hot sauce and the pigs in the blanket on there.
Come on, Katrina!
Go, 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 go!
As soon as that's done, come get your buns on the grill.
60 seconds to go!
Not done. Give me the last second. Get me those burgers on there now!
Grab your shrimp. Get the shrimp.
Get the mustard off the plate!
Come on!
Let's get those chips!
I'm missing a bun!
Katrina, get it on the plate!
Just get the chips on the cutting board, please! For God's sakes!
Let's go!
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop! Hands in the air!
Yes!
Holy! Good job.
Go!
Got to start assembling your platter.
Just get the chips on the cutting board, please.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, stop! Hands in the air!
Yes!
Holy! Good job.
Good job.
Well done.
Ooh. It's now time to taste your party platter.
First up, Derek. And Steven.
The tag team challenge is clearly based on communication. And even though communicating with Steven was difficult, surprisingly enough, everything is on the platter. But I'm really proud of how Steven and I did.
Steven, Derek, tonight, there were times where you were out of control. When you start running around, that's not America's Next MasterChef. But visually, you've got it all going on. Despite the animosity, it's good. Who made the chicken?
I floured the chicken. He put it in the oven.
Seasoned nicely. Who seasoned the flour?
I did.
Yeah, spot on. Shrimp? Who cooked these?
Steven grilled them. Mm-hmm. He cleaned them. I skewered them and marinated them.
Shrimp? Really delicious. It's cooked beautifully. It's nice color on there.
A lot of strength there. Solid performance. And what surprises me tonight is the difference between you as individuals. Yet you managed to pull off a great dish.
How'd that go for you?
In regards to us working together?
Yeah.
That was interesting. I think there's a lot of respect for each other, as also tenacity, some fight towards each other.
Absolutely. We were able to put everything else aside. There was one thing that mattered, and that was this platter. Everything was done together.
Sounds like it was a good joint effort. It's actually a great cook on the burger. The burger? It's delicious. Got a great flavor. And who was in charge of the chips?
Steven made the mix for the chips, the guacamole. We both did the salsa. We both did the ranch.
The tortillas are great. Then crispy guac is great. Beautiful flavor. This is a really, really awesome job. Thank you.
Thank you. I think Nick's plan to get rid of the strongest competition was a bust. What Nick thought was going to be a recipe for disaster was actually a crazy recipe for success. And it feels good.
Next up, Claudia and Hethel.
This is the worst dish that I have ever had to present to the judges. In fact, our platter could really be just tossed in the trash.
What in the hell is that?
It's so frustrating, considering that we started off so good.
So this looks like somebody has already eaten it.
There was so much to put on the plate, and it ultimately was time management, and it got the best of us.
And then what is the story with the mushrooms that look super burnt? Is that what's on the burger?
First, I know, my brain turned off, and the first thing I thought was, you should have left the mushrooms off, Hethel. What were you thinking?
Tastes a little bit like burnt mushrooms. So any other sort of flavor nuance is gone. Who cooked the shrimp?
I did.
Oh! That didn't even hit the heat. We can't eat this. It doesn't feel like a party platter. My biggest fear, I think, for both of you is that it's going to be your funeral platter.
Honestly, it looks dreadful. The guacamole bland. Wings, evenly coated. Tasty. But I'm in shock. I've seen what you've both done in this competition and how much you wowed us as individuals. And as a double tonight, and I get this performance, you should be embarrassed.
I'm a Jersey girl and I'm Indian. That party platter looked nothing like what I would have back at home.
That's my fault.
Next up, Tommy and Katrina.
You know what? I'm just gonna have to say it. This party platter looks like a hot mess, and I don't know what happens at Katrina's house, but it doesn't look like something that I would present to my guests.
Zero, dear. How would you rate that performance, Katrina?
-2.
I agree. You looked like you were fragmented.
Yes.
You didn't look like you were working as one. I beg for cohesiveness and coaching, motivating and supporting one another. I think you could have done better on your own, and I think you could have done better on your own. Agreed?
Agreed.
Yes, Chef.
Visually, it looks a mess. Let's start off with these first, shall we? That is a disaster. Just look how thick that breading is. Why egg wash and then the flour?
That's how I do fried chicken all the time. I double flour it.
We don't egg wash them. Just lightly flour them. It's clumping them.
I was trying to communicate that to Tommy, and he kept on saying, this is how I make them.
That's terrible. Who seasoned the salsa?
I made it.
Tastes nice. Yes. Who cooked the burgers?
I started the burgers on the grill, and Katrina assembled them.
Burnt onions, half a slice of mushroom, and like a block of cheddar cheese. Positives? Your burgers cook nicely. But tonight, I think both of you have a big foot out the door, and you've only got yourselves to blame. Damn.
This could be your last time ever talking to us based on that performance. So what happened? Where did Tommy let you down?
He just told me stop yelling at him, but he didn't listen.
If she wants to say I didn't listen, maybe she's not putting herself in my shoes. Katrina can dish it, but she can't take it. Bitter pill is hard to swallow. And she's crying up here, and I feel bad for her because she's saying that I did something to abuse her.
Tommy, I'm not crying because you abused me. I'm crying because I think about how we could have done better.
All right. Shrimp skewers, I mean, it's raw. If this came to you in a restaurant, would you eat it? It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who did the chips?
He did.
It was like 40 minutes of trying to make these things. And this is what we end up with, my delicious, crunchy tortilla chip. It's weird, soggy breading. I'm trying to, like, find something redeeming here. Flavor on the burger's okay. Cook's nice. That's pretty much all you got going for it here. So next time you guys get together and throw a party, please do not invite me.
We asked you all to make a MasterChef worthy summer platter of party food. Well done, brave effort. But unfortunately for some of you, it got the better of you.
One team did manage to work together really, really well, despite what Nick tried to do. Congrats, Derek and Steve. Good job. Upstairs.
Thank you, sis.
I feel good. I feel relieved. Derek and I, we put out the best dish tonight.
Get out of here.
We will live another day. And the best news yet, I get to screw with Derek a little bit more tomorrow.
All right, guys. Unfortunately, it's time to face the bad news. And the most difficult decision is that which of you two teams did enough to be safe from elimination. There were multiple mistakes on both teams' platters. Ethel and Claudia, you just did enough to stay safe. Get up there to that balcony.
I'm so happy that the judges feel that I deserve to still be here. I know I have potential. I know I can do better. I need to put more of Jersey/Philly/San Francisco Hethel in that kitchen and get the fragile little Indian girl out.
Tommy, Katrina, let's be honest. It was a underachieving performance played by both. It started off incorrectly and it finished awkwardly. This is really tough. Across the 60 minutes tonight, Christina, Graham and I felt that there was one of you that put more of an effort into the challenge. The person that we've decided to save and be in the top six. Congratulations. Katrina. Say goodnight and goodbye to Tommy and make your way up to the balcony, please.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Tommy, you came into this competition with flair, panache, a man that is a proper foodie, a true gourmand. And I think we'll remember you forever.
Wow. I'm sad to leave because I've met some of the most talented people standing up here in the balcony and some of the dumbest people on this balcony. And I wish them all the best of luck.
Right. Come over here.
Well done.
Thank you, Chef.
You come cook with me the rest of the
time. Yeah. I'll see you in Chicago.
Exactly.
I miss you.
Bye, Christina.
Bye, Tommy.
Up there, one of them's going to become America's next MasterChef. In your mind, who's going to win it?
The future belongs to those who have the vision to see it.
So who is it?
Derek.
Derek, wow.
Thank you, Tommy.
Tommy, you've been an angel.
Thank you, Chef.
Come on, bud.
I feel absolutely blessed that I was a part of this MasterChef journey. Coming here as a fashion designer, I was going to do all fancified, Europeanized versions of food. Voila! but it took me to come all the way here to MasterChef for me to go back home.
Have you gone all country on us now?
I am country.
Congratulations, Tommy.
But the most incredible experience of all was having Gordon, Graham, and Christina as mentors.
This right there is one of the best panna cottas I think we've ever had in the MasterChef kitchen.
This, I really think, is the heart and the soul of why you're here and what makes you such a real contender in this kitchen.
When you cook like this, you're a dream. And I want to wake up with you. Not with you. No. I want to wake up the next day remembering how good you can cook.
I'm used to being misunderstood my entire life. I've always had to explain to everybody why I am the way I am.
How's that?
Huh? Yes. But here, I know that I've got to represent myself truthfully and be who I am, which is a big, bright, shiny, multifaceted disco ball.
Love you, Tommy! Oh my God!
Greatest exit of all time.
Next time.
Table 23, 3 sea bass, 2 venison.
Yes, sir!
The top 6 home cooks take over one of America's finest restaurants.
I can't get this bread to cook!
Come on, guys! Customers are getting pissed off!
I apologize for the wait.
Tensions simmer.
How long, please?
Maybe,
Just give me time!
We're in a pressure cooker, times thousands.
Pushing Gordon Ramsay to his boiling point.
Open up! All I want is 3 bass, 1 venison!
He is the scariest man in the entire world.
Come on!
One potato, 2 potato.